So we're holding here, I think, in the middle of the Azhar Lagasi Ruach, if I'm not mistaken. Well, we did Azhar Lagasi Ruach, but there's a Hemshech there. Doresh Abavira, I think that's more where we're holding. Zimnin Omle Rishreid Ravami, Zimnin Omle Rishreid Ravasi, Kol Od Rishesh Begasas Ruach Losof Mismait. Anyone who is over, who's too bloated with himself, becomes diminished. Shenema rumu ma'at. Shema toma yeshna ba'olam. Maybe you think he'll survive. Tamlom veneno. Vimchazbo nesaf bizmano. But if he becomes an anav, he's taken at his right time. Shenema vehumchu kechoil yikvitzun kavron tziv Yaakov v'sibu bekoil. It says the pasuk vehumchu kechoil yikvitzun kavron tziv Yaakov v'sibu bekoil mikoil koil. So the shaila is whether the shibolus itself or just the what's around the shibolus. Fine. So Rashi here says that the mismayit means michashivuso. That means he will become less chashiv. It doesn't quite fit, and Rashi and others say it doesn't quite fit with the hemshich over here, because the hemshich deals with the person becoming the hemshech deals with a person dying early, dying on time. So it would probably seem that the word mismait probably means that the person lives less, something along those lines. Okay, let's see the maral. L'b'seif mismait for isbaya shekol tosefes v'yitu hu chisar v'u kinatl dami. So the Maral explains here, what's the midah k'neged midah? What does one have to do with the other? So he says, we have a klal that kol yesek k'natal dami. In other words, anytime you add to something in a place that's not supposed to add, it is k'natal. So for instance, famous klal in Shreifus, if an animal has another foot, a fifth foot, we don't say it's better if it's got a spare foot. We say we look at it as if it'd be missing a foot. So anything that would passel it by the missing, it's the same if it's too much. And the kolius is, said a few times, anything that requires a shleimistic etzura. For instance, if I'm selling you sugar on the pound. So there's no way that if I sell you if I give you an extra pound of sugar, that there's a problem. So Lamarshal, let's say for the price of 3 pounds, I gave you a bag of 4 pounds of sugar, there's never going to be a problem with that. So when do you say yes or not? The answer is, when you're talking about quantities, then yes, there is a musig of bechlama saimana. When I'm talking about a tsura shleima, so for instance, let's say I order a bed that should be 6 foot long. If it is 5 foot, it's obviously problematic. If it's 7 feet, it also could be problematic because maybe I don't have room for it. Maybe it's in the way. I can't say, well, if 6 is good, 7 is a kal v'chom achasam v'kama. It's not achasam v'kama. It's not the tzura. So that's why in an animal, if it has an extra fold of skin, it's not a problem, because missing skin is not a problem, so extra fold of skin is not a problem. But if it has an extra aver, and missing an aver is a problem, then it would be a problem as well. So we have a klal of kol yesek k'natal dami, and therefore it would not work. So here also, a person's sense of self, if it is over the mark, the person's got too much of a sense of self, then it's not something that's positive. Just like if a person does not have enough of a sense of self, and if it's missing the person, and therefore it's mismayit. So therefore, if the person goes back again he becomes good again, then he'll go back to his form. Next, Maral, ki Avram Pirish. Sh'afsha gaivi tosefes, v'chol dover tosefes doshe nemamish, shei tosefes uvein lo kiyum, v'oma shem choyze b'nasu b'zmane klima sheyesh lo kiyum. So it says Avram Yitzchak Yaakov are all benched with coil. Hakol bakol Hashem bears Avram bakoil, and Yisus says mikoil, and Avram and by Yaakov says coil. So we say that the they all had the bracha of coil, and mainly you get their bracha. So Maral says one of the effects and one of the hallmarks of having coil is that the person is mashlim his yes. That's the reason why it says the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashlim yemei tmimim and tzaddikim die on their birthday. It's all part of that same inyan that it's a certain shleimus that the person is zeichet to, and that's in line with that shleimus, and therefore the person is zeichet to everything. The meat of Koil puts him back, realigns him again with the midah of it realigns him again with Kiyum, with Metzias, and so on. This thing that by Yaakov it says Koil, it's very interesting because the Pasuk contrasts it with Esav. When Esav met Yaakov, Mayishlach, so they had a back and forth discussion. So Esav says, Yeshli Rav, I have a lot. And Yaakov says, Yeshli Kol. So Rashi says that Esav's Rav, a lot, is a derech gaiva, it's a derech haughtiness, and so on. Lechura, if we ask ourselves, one would think that Koil would be a greater amount than Rov. Because if I say I have a lot of, let's say I said, I won a lot of awards at the school graduation versus I won all the awards. So all is obviously greater than many. If I have a lot of money or if I have all the money in the world, all is always bigger. So what's the pshat? How do we define koil versus roiv? And the answer is, it's not accurate translation. I translated it. Koil means that I have everything that's needed. It means I have everything. Roiv means I have more than I need. When I say I have a lot of, somebody comes and says, could I borrow sugar? If I say yes, I have lots of sugar, the implication of lots is there's much of it that you could take and I wouldn't notice it's missing, or I don't need it, or I wouldn't feel it's missing. If I say I have all the sugar I need, the implication is by taking something, you'll be taken away from me. It's a certain perspective on the chasim. Esav's money is his, so he can look at it and say, I have lots and lots of money. More than I think I need, I have. In Yaakov's perspective, there's no such thing. If I have more, then I need to make use of it. There's no such thing of I never have more than I need. Then this money is supposed to go for this, is for this, this for this, is for this. The same thing with years in a life. A person cannot say ever, I've lived very long. Living is in order to accomplish X, Y, or Z. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Meitz Tzadikim are Tmimim, they are they're complete. In other words, a person never can live longer than he needs. He can either live as long as he needs or Chas V'Shalom not. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't keep people around because there are no beds upstairs. There's no available plots. It's because there's a tachlis, there's a purpose. So the Koil versus Roiv is something which means everything in the sense it's the complete surah, versus roiv, which is just a lot. So a person who is misgoya, it will show up by missing. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you inflate yourself, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cut off the excess. But if you come back to your senses and you are what you're supposed to be, then you'll be cold. You want to ask something?
Yeah, with Yaakov, yeah. I guess also it's a It's certainly connected to his ruach, because he felt himself kol, and Yaakov and Esau felt himself chaser, right? I'm roiv, I don't have everything I need. So,
but roiv, when a person is showing off, then a person is showing off because I have more than. By Yaakov's midah, you see, he went back for pachim ketanim. And Chazal ha-meshabeach it. That's kind of strange, because we would think that a person who's very wealthy and he makes a trip to go back because he forgot a lira someplace, a shekel somewhere, we'd think the person is lacking or something. The answer is Yaakov never saw himself as having extra money laying around, extra time, extra anything. I mean, everything is accounted for. Everything needs to be accounted for. Okay. I actually had sometimes you experience a hagash like that. When I was in Soviet Union in 1987, it was still communist. And they didn't care so much about stuff that you brought into the country, but money was a big, big issue. So when you came in, they searched you for every penny that you had, both foreign currency and Russian currency, which you're not allowed to have. And when you went out, you had to account for every dollar. Where did you change the money? What did you do with the rubles? Show me the receipts. Show me the stuff. It's like, down to the list, nickel or kopik. Okay. Then he says, then the morale is mefarish, the sasa, the shibalt, it says the person will dry out like a the hairs on grain. You have like you have the stalk, and then you have the hairs that come out of it. So he says the reason why it dries up and falls out is because it's a davar shem mamish. It's not shaykh to the pri. So yes, the stalk seems to be a lot of grass stuff, but since it's not part of the core, not part of the grain, it dries out and falls off very quickly. In other words, a person stands out, you get chopped off first. So a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's done the person the way he is, and if the person pushes himself to the top, if a person presents himself, so he's the one. Midas HaDin deals with him the way he dealt with himself. If you feel that you're very important, then that's the midah with which we're going to hold you accountable for. This is one of the reasons why in Kelm they didn't take Aliyas on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, because they didn't want to stand out. They felt anybody standing out. But the Chamanech Yeshev is very famous. Okay. Shekolot Shem Yosef Mizgal Korav. I have to come. Midas Din Ba'ol Lema Atolim. So Midas Din deals with things the way they see themselves. Va'oid. Kibal Agayivu Perish Azar Shab Ne'odam Ve'nam Serech Klal. Secondly, besides being bigger above everybody else, he also takes himself out of the Klal, which is always very dangerous. And this is one thing in general. People who try to be different, noticeably different, keep away from a klal and so on, it's problematic. It happens to be a problem in chinuch. You get sometimes either gifted children or even very gifted children where the parents feel that they'll do them good by making them different than other kids, being out of the loop. It's a problem. It's not a recipe for success. And there's always, there's a certain hanhaga with a klal, and in many ways, min hashemayim and mitzad people themselves also. So this is very famous, everyone quotes it, the Zohar says, it says by the Shunamis that Eliyahu asked her, Vahi Ayom, He asked her, what do you want? And she said, you know, should I speak to Big Sar? She said, Bezer says it was a Shoshana. And he asked her, what could he do for her special? And she answered that I'd rather keep a low profile because, you know, when you get special attention, it's not good, it's not helpful. So this is where they learn the sinyan of that they're supposed to be an haga. When a person keeps a low profile and he stays with everybody else, a person is much more likely to make it through. Okay, then it says the next piece of Gemara. Ves daka v'shval ruach. Ravuna v'chista chadama iti daka v'chadama ani estaka. U'mistavro k'madiyoma ani estaka shai kodesh baruch hinir kolhor mivoyas ish shchinos ha'ar Sinai v'legova ha'ar Sinai l'mala. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself. So there's the two shittas, there are two girsas. One is HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts up the humble one and makes him close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself and so to speak resides with the humble one. So the Gemara says it's mistava that because it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu left all the mountains Vishlan Shah Sinai V'legobar Sinai L'mala. A person should learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shai HaKadosh Baruch Hu Niach Kol Horam Mikvois V'Yishosh Chinos HaSinai and V'Niach Kol Lones Tevis V'Yishonos V'Sneah. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu favors the dwelling of the humble and so on. Maral Kemandom Ani Ezdako Pirush Machloikis Elu Chachamim Kilamandi Oma Osidaka HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shidaka. Because the mile of Daka is that he's Samish Bir Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vezeh shekeshem shagayva shu noytal mida chomris, kach hanova hu mile nivdelas. Kamoisha lomoisha hanova, v'lefika chroish is ala bal nova shemis baruch yem shemis baruch. V'lemandiyom ani ez Daka, rotsa loyma. Ka shemis baruch shchinosa la shahu Daka v'shafu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself, so to speak, and goes down dafka to live with those who are, if those are humble. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses. Now, let's explain this a minute. There's another knait. I mean, it's obviously that it's the person is a it's a midatov, it's a maila and so on. But there's a nekuda here why HaKadosh Baruch Hu especially goes down why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes down to the meek or to the shuffle and so on. Let's give a marshal. If let's say I have a vessel and I want to fill the vessel with something or other. Now, the more the vessel is the thicker the walls of the vessel are and the more they're full, the less content it has. If the thinner the walls of the vessel are, the more it has content. If I want to present a picture that's very nice, I take a frame and I frame it. One of the things that has to be is that the frame needs to not grab my attention. If the frame is so nice and so striking that it grabs part of my attention, then that's not a good frame for a picture. Hashuras HaShchina has to be in a place where it's clear that the reason why the Shekhinah is there is because the place has offered itself for the Shekhinah, that the place has nothing of its own but the Shekhinah. In other words, in as much as the thing has its own mass, and much as the thing has its own presentation, it's taking away from the content. In as much as the thing itself is subdued, and it's sort of effacing it does not have itself, and it's kol kulay presenting the other. That's a mile of where it should be over there. So so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashras HaShchina, the Maila is a place that has little self. The less self the place has. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to stand on a big pedestal, so then the pedestal is part of it. So the reason why I'm so imposing on the crowd is because I'm standing on a 10-foot tall podium. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the less the thing is, the more it's Kvod Hashem that is projecting itself. There's a very, very interesting taich in a pasuk, extraordinary taich. Rebbe Chanan Wasserman was a big Talmud of Chavetz Chaim, and he used to go there, Yom Noroim, used to go to Chavetz Chaim. When the Chavetz Chaim was Nifta, so Rebbe Chanan started going Yom Noroim to Kelm, to Rebbe Daniel Mafshavit. So Daniel was the Mashgiach of Kelm. He was an extraordinary person, very, very tremendous Talmud Chacham, a person of tremendous depth, a prince of a person, extremely, extremely humble person, and, you know, self-effacing. And you know, he was one of the big people. But he wasn't... I mean, everybody knew him as a big tzaddik, sort of, but people did not see him as a huge figure, Chavetz Chaim-like figure, something like that. And someone asked Rebbe Chanan, why does he go there? And Rebbe Chanan said, he quoted a pasuk in Yeshaya, it's the psukim that we say in the Aftera for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Koyama Hashem, Hashemayim kisi v'ha'aretz adoim raglai. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Shemayim is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. So what are you going to build for me? What house are you going to build for me? What kind of place? No matter what you can give me, I made all this. So what are you giving to me? So the pasuk says, the one thing I look at is el ani nechei ruach v'chared al dvarai. Somebody who is a humble person whose only concern in the world is to do my ratzon. So Rebbe Chanan said, that's what I found over there, which is incredible, an incredible haskama al kapanim. But the point is, Hashras HaShchina is best where there is less and less of the place, and more and more of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's see another piece here. It says, "Vomer blaza kol adam sheish begasas ruach ro legad oikashera kirsiv hacha v'rami akem gedurim sivas meshrein tegadeil." Person should be chopped off like an ashera. So the Maral says, "Kvar amarnu kibal gai v'shem izgad la'atzma deim la'ashera shnetiyam izgadelas v'uzar v'shekek mo avodazara." So Asherah is a very interesting form of Avodah Zarah. Every Avodah Zarah is inanimate, and it's frozen. It is what it is. The Asherah keeps steiging. The Asherah is an Avodah Zarah that keeps growing. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, therefore he needs, it's an especially important thing to chop it down, in order to take away its gidl. V'chol ha'mizgoah megad la'asim v'gidl shal sheker v'zar. L'kacham shol legadik ma'asheros. So any type of expansion which is furthering a sheker deserves to be nipped in the bud, to be cut off, and so on. V'yom Rebbe Loza. Yes.
It's a mahalach in a certain sense, right?
What do you mean?
A mahalach is something which grows, develops.
Ah, yes, correct. Correct. It's correct. And in many ways, it's more dangerous. It seems more alive, so to speak. So So another thing about it is that the person it does not get a fatrias ha-meisim. Now, this yes.
Can I ask a question on that?
Yes.
The Mishnah has a list of Eilem
Chedek Lama. Good question. I was going to ask that question. I was going to present that question. Correct. So the question here is, it takes a tremendous aveira in order not to get off at Chias Meisim. It's called Yeshem Chedek Haba, except for somebody who denies it. So you have an Epicurus, and then you have also somebody who is a a shtickle balgaiva, and over there we say that the person is not getting up. It's an incredible I mean, you're talking about going from the extremes of kfira to midas tovas. So how do you reconcile that? So in generally speaking, one would say that it's possible to mean one leads to it. In other words, there are many chazal like that, many chazal that speak. If somebody says Ashrei three times a day, it's been olam haba. I mean, that's pretty easy. If all it took is say Ashrei three times a day, and so on. So one could say, and many of these chazal, the Rambam says, and when he speaks about the people that have no chekam haba, don't tshuva, he basically speaks about Seater Shmaya, a pattern of behavior that leads to something, a pattern of behavior that traps you in a certain way. In other words, certainly we're not going to be speaking of an absolute kind of, okay, on Monday morning you're kind of very full with yourself and very haughty and you don't get off at Chias Meisim. But you're talking about a type of behavior that could spiral downwards. That is something that's possible to understand. You could also understand that there are in the things like in Kol Yisrael Yesh Chelek Olam Haba. Even how much of it do we deserve? How much of it is innate to us? How much do we have a sense that it's well earned? And how much is it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up as Kol Yisrael? In other words, if let's say I davened in a shul with a very particularly important person, like with, I don't know, with a very, and the person makes a kiddush and he gives a bang and he says everybody is invited down for kiddush after davening. Then I walk around and say, what are you talking about? So and so, the great Rav invited me to his kiddush. Well, yes, he did, but he invited you as with the words of anyone who all those davening in shul. It's not as if he came before the wedding, visited you, and said, "I would love to have you at the wedding." It's you were in the shul, and they gave a big clap that everybody is invited down for kiddush. There is a Kol Yisrael Yesh Chelek Olam Haba, and that's a general. And because I'm part of Kol Yisrael, as long as I wasn't mafkia myself, I get it. But I don't have a personal deserving of it. I it's not as if mitzad where I made it myself. I deserve it because I'm related to everybody else. So, you know, okay, that's a story. It's like, you know, if a person is a close relative of mine, even if I don't care for him, I still invite him because he's a relative, but that's it. So what could learn that this means the person gets a chelek no haba et chias ha-meisim. He goes to chias ha-meisim because he's part of Kol Yisrael. But mitzad his middos were a type of mida that was counterproductive for it. Okay, so let's see this piece more. Ein afer nina, pirish. So he has a little bit of a different knage. Ki ha'ofer b'frat ruyah she'yisoid leisi kol davar. Ofer is the type of material or element that should be bringing out everything else. K'moy she'ya b'briya sa'olam, she'neh matoitz ha'aretz desha. Ke'aretz ruyah she'meni yitzakol. V'yosim zomer b'medrash hakol hoy min ofer abnachmei afil gal v'cham yiv min oretz shem ha'im lechadash v'le yizrach v'chol ze ki ha'koil roish shi ha'niver min ha'yisoyd v'ashosh minis ha'koil v'oretz hu yisoyd la'koil b'avot shesh la'skulos ha'yisoyd shi'yisoyd kaya. So oretz is sort of foundational material, basic element. Lo yikum v'yishai yisoyd ha'shem yisnoyim v'ne kayyam. It says l'mosha oretz la'oilo amay medis. There's something about ofer that's the most solid, concrete, durable material. V'lachach, mi shebechayev nasa shochen l'aretz, klo'im ha'shoshochem l'aretz, so anyone that's part of aretz, Vimkeinu misyaches ala aretz, ubazeh shava la aretz. Kimoy koldova shu shava yisayt shalai. Vikashehu shava yisayt gam kimenu tzameach vel tchesameisim. Avim lo yeshachan la aretz, eina misyaches la aretz, vene shava yisayt gam kvashiroyu, lakach eina oyla vatzameach misham. So he says over here a knech that might be an answer. I don't know if he's specifically coming to answer this, but he seems to be saying, is it an organic growth from Aretz? Aretz is supposed to be the place where everything is tzomeach from. And the reason is because that's a property of Aretz. In order for a person to be zocha to that, he needs to be of that. And if the person is not of that, then the person is not zochet to Tchias HaMeisim. That's, I think, what he says over here. So it would answer. So there is, again, there's Tchias HaMeisim that comes because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good and kind and nice to us. And, you know, and we're Bnei Yisrael, we get Tchias HaMeisim. But if you're asking yourself, is the person's Metzias such a Metzias that deserves Tchias HaMeisim? The answer would be no. Yes.
The Melech Yehoyakim, yeah?
Yeah.
So the Afar wouldn't be Koilitim, right?
Yeah.
Because he destroyed that Koyach in him, it could be saying the same thing over here?
Could be it's Meramis, could very well be Meramis, good, very, very nice Tzushtel, could very well be. You know, the Yisrael Afar is a certain, it has certain positive Milas. And that's why, you know, Afar has, it says the Moshul, Adam HaRishon was created from the Afar so that the whole world would be kolit him. So there's a Mila there. In other words, Afar has in itself certain positive b'chinas, which is the reason why Adam's created, and your Tzushtel is a very good Tzushtel. Okay, I think I'm going to hold it here. I have to give a b'chinas soon. Okay, so I think next... Yeah.
Okay, Yishu Kwa, thank you very much.
Next week I think is okay for me. What's your story?
Next week should be okay.
Let me just take a quick look. It's just because my schedule is erratic this summer.
2 weeks might even be in your neck of the woods, so I'll let you know. I'll know next week. I might have to come to Baltimore and Washington. So
right now,